Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 132.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this week's podcast. Today we're talking about some voicings. Now, do any of you guys feel like you're using some of the same voicings or you're just kind of getting bored with the ones you're used to? I know that happens to me sometimes, so I'm always looking for new voicings to use and new sounds to put behind a horn player. Now, today we're going to be talking about some pentatonic voicings that'll really give you more of a modern sound. So the best place to find them is from the tune So What. You know the part where it goes. So those chords reappear throughout the song. Now, Miles was using that sound back in the 50s, but pianists have taken those voicings and just ran with them and expanded them. So today we're going to talk about how to get those into your own playing and how you can make them yourself. Now, they're based on the pentatonic scale. And basically what they do is it's harmonizing the pentatonic scale. So, just for ease of use, we're going to be in the key of E flat minor here, where it goes up to the bridge, up to E flat. So the best way to do it is think about each note in the chord moving up one step at a time. So we're going to start with two notes. So we're basically harmonizing this scale. So again, let's try it with two notes, starting on the first tone. So basically, each note is moving up one at a time. And when you start getting into bigger chords with more notes, that's when you start to get that sound. So check it out. We're starting on the first tone, and we're moving a shape through the scale, and our shape is going to look like this. E flat, B flat, G flat, D flat. It sounds kind of like a guitar chord. But watch what happens when we move it up through the scale. So basically, our E flat is going to G flat. Our B flat is going to D flat. Our G flat is going to B flat. Or excuse me, our G flat's going to A flat. And our D flat is going to E flat. So watch them all at once. So they're all moving up one at a time. So you can practice just going up and down the scale like this. And I find it's really easy to do on black notes because it's just the whole scale. So you're only playing black notes. So those four note groupings are a good place to start. And once you're ready, you can move up to five notes. And that's when you have the So What shape. So in the key of E flat minor, that would be E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, and B flat. So again, our B flat's going to move up to D flat, G flat to A flat, D flat to E flat, A flat to B flat, E flat to G flat. So all together we're going for this sound. So that's really going to give us this pentatonic, more modern sound. So putting that all together, you can practice it in time. Kind of improvising your own rhythms, as if you were accompanying a soloist. Great, so once you have that, the next step is adding the chord that pairs together with it. So remember in So What, we've got these two chords. So when playing modal music, this is a really effective way of not sounding totally boxed in, right? If we're just in E-flat minor, we're somewhat limited just using the E-flat minor pentatonic sound. So one thing a lot of people like to do is pair it with another sound, and in So What, we're pairing it with an F minor sound. So going from F minor to E flat. And all we're going to do is start with the same process. So start first with practicing two notes. Moving them through the scale, and then try four notes. And once you're ready, start practicing all five notes moving through the scale. And then let's put it in time. So it sounds a little square just by itself. Now let's put the two together. When we're in the key of E-flat minor, we can use E-flat minor and F minor. So any of these chords are fair game. So you might hear somebody like McCoy Tyner comping like this, especially on some modal tunes like So What. So altogether, it might sound like this. So as you can see, that has a lot more variety, and it allows me to explore a little more harmonically. Now, if you really want to take it to the next level, you can start going outside of those keys, which will apply a little more harmonic tension. So if I'm in the key of E-flat minor, the chords inside the key are going to be E-flat minor, F minor, but I can start moving a little more chromatically. So here's an example. So all I did there was just transpose that exact same shape through some different keys. So I went up a half step from F to F sharp, up a whole step from there to G sharp minor, back down to F, and then I did a chromatic step between F and E flat. So that can be a really effective way of using the chords that you already know to get some interesting sounds outside of the key. And there's really no limit to that. You can move up in whole steps, down in half steps, up in minor thirds. The possibilities are really endless. So here's another example. I'll just kind of play a little bit for you guys. Some new tools to your tool bag of voicings to draw from. And don't forget to check out the practice materials online at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast132. And as always, feel free to leave any comments or questions down below. All right, have fun with those voicings.